Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Lamid Vav in Maseches Erevin. It's the 254th daf in Shas. It's a important daf in the sense that it has many important references to the halachos of Chazakos, which came up in our Mishnah on Lamid Hei Amid Aleph that had discussed a safek of an Eruv. The suffix that the Mishnah had discussed was whether fruit that had been designated as an Erev had become Truma Tmeya and therefore inaccessible to anybody before Bein HaShemashos or after Bein HaShemashos. And our Gemara will continue from the bottom of Lamed Hei Amid Beis, where we will pick up 10 lines from the bottom throughout Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, discussing different Marim Makomos about Chazaka, presumptive status. The presumptive status was the Erev was going to be fine. And then eventually, either it fell out of the Tchum in the Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, or it became Tameh. The Gemara will continue on to Lamed Vav Amid Aleph, discussing different Marim Mekomos about Chazaka vis-a-vis Truma Vitahara, as well as in Hilchos Erevin. The Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amid Beis will get us into a very big sugya of Breira, and that deals with making conditions on one's Erev, that you don't put on a simple Erev, but rather you make conditions to the Erev, and that will be called the sugya of Breira. Let's begin 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Hei Amid Beis, where the Gemara asks Akasha within Shitas Rebbe Meir. Let's look back on our Mishnah on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph. The Mishnah had told us, Nizgalgal chutz l'tchum, if you have an Erev that rolled outside of the Tchum, Nafal of Gal, or what happened was it became accessible because a mound had fallen on top of it. O Nisraf, or it got burnt. Truma, it was an Erev of Truma, v'nitnes mibodyom, and this happened when it was still day, ain of Erev. Then it's not a valid Erev. Misha Chashecha, when it was already dark, hareiz Erev, because an Erev takes effect, bein hashmashos. Im safek, if it's a safek, remeir Rabbi Yehuda omrim hareiz chamar gamol, which means that it's not a valid Erev. Rabbi Yosef Shimon omrim safek Erev kosher. Rabbi Yosef Shimon hold that it is going to be kosher. The Mishnah already, the Gemara, excuse me, analyzed this already in yesterday's daf. In general, we will not be recording the Friday daf now, but we will begin the daf for Shabbos Kodesh on daf Lamed Hei Amid Beis. I hope Bezer Hashem to continue. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach to do 6 out of the 7 dafim and also to post them early on. Says the Gemara, V'rami d'oraisa ad'oraisa. I'll ask you a stira between one d'oraisa to another d'oraisa. Libra b'meir. According to a meir, it's going to be difficult. It's not, as we learn in Taharis and Perik, Hey, Mishnah Zayin. Noga be'echod belaila. Ve'eino yodeya imchai imes. We know that someone got sick at night, in the middle of the night. Or he was already sick beforehand. And someone touches him. And we don't know when he touched him. He was clearly, deathly sick. If he was alive or dead. Ve'eino yodeya imchai imes. Ulamachar hishkim matzo imes. And then the next morning, we find the individual dead. What is the status of the individual that touched him? Rabbi Meir Mitar, Rabbi Meir says that the individual is tahar. Why? Because the individual is sick. He wasn't a goses. He had a cheskas chayim. And you follow his presumed status, what's referred to in halachic and lomdish parlance as a chazaka d'meikara, a presumptive status. His presumed status from before. Chacham say your tummy. Shekol atmeos kishas mitziyasan. Because the halacha of tuma is that you define an individual status based on the present situation. Remeir follows the chazaka d'meikara and the chacham do not. Now we've got a kasha. Because why is it that Rebbe Meir says when it comes to Tumah v'Tahara we could follow the presumed status, yet when it comes to Erev we have the exact same conceptual issue. And that is an Erev that was kosher. We're not sure when it was burnt or it became Tameh. Was it before Bein HaShemashos or after? Why don't we follow the presumed status that it got burnt after Bein HaShemashos, just like we say that the individual died after the person who touched him did. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishnah Seinu Shehoyah Le'asheretz Kol Bein Hashmashas. Rabbi Yirmiyah gives an ukimta. He says, we know that there was a sheretz, a dead sheretz that was metame, the truma, on the truma eruv, the eruv that was of truma, the sheretz was on it, all ben hashmashas. Says the Gemara, yachi baha, lema Rabbi Yossi, safek eruv kasher. But how then could we understand Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah said it was okay. If the sheretz is sitting there, there's no tzad, there's no side to be makel. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef say that we're talking about where there are two groups of Edom who are contradicting each other in terms of the information. Achas omeres, one said about Yom Nitma, that the Tumah took effect when it was still day. V'achas omeres, Misha Chashecha. And one says it was already dark. And that's the machlokis. When you have edus mucheshes, do you follow the chazaka de meikara or not? Rava gives another brilliant teretz on the top of lamid vav amid aleph. Rava amar hasim trei chazaki lekula. Vahacha chad chazaka lekula. Says Rava, no, there's a distinction between the case of the Erev, where Rabbi Meir is machmir, and the case of Noga, where he's meikul. When it comes to the fellow who touched a person, and we're not sure if he touched the person when the person was alive or dead, there are two chazakos of tahara. Number one, we had a person that was living who ultimately died, who has a presumptive status of being alive. And then you have an individual who's tahar, who also has a presumptive status of being tahar until he becomes tamei. Rav Amar Hasam Trei Chazak L'Kula. There you have two chazakos. V'acha Chodah Chazak L'Kula. And here you have one chazak l'kula when it comes to Erev. Ask the Gemara, Kasha de Rabbi Yossi ad Rabbi Yossi. So then why is it, when it comes to what we learned on Lamed He, that if you have a suffix of a person went to the mikvah or did not go to the mikvah, even when it comes to Tumah de Rabbanon, Rabbi Yossi is metame, in other words, he's machmir, yet when it comes to a din d'oraisa with one chazaka, Rabbi Yossi by suffix Erev, Rabbi Yossi says it's kosher. Amar Avuna bar Chinna, Shani Tumah, there's a difference between the two. Tumah, even if it's Tumah midrabanan, its source is the Oraisa, and therefore we're more likely to be machmir. In the language of Rav Soloveitchik, called the Tikkun de Rabbanan, Kein de Oraisa Tikkun, governs many, many, many halachos, and so too, even when it comes to Sveikos and Tumah, when it's a Tumah de Rabbanan, if its source is mild after the Oraisa, we're going to be machmir. However, here, it's only a derabbanan when it comes to Ruvei Tchum. And asking Gemara, Shabbos Nami deraisahi. Shabbos is also in the Torah, says Gemara, Kesav Rabbi Yossi Tchum derabbanan. Rabbi Yossi holds that the Isser Tchum over here is derabbanan. And here there is a big chidush that emerges from the Gemara, ostensibly. And that is that unlike Tumah, that it has an Ikur min haTorah, the Gemara here is assuming that Tchum derabbanan means that it doesn't even have an Ikur min haTorah. If we want, we could say Hadi Deva Hadi Rabbi, that there were two different opinions that Rabbi Yossi propagated due to his own opinion and the opinion of his Rebbe. He himself was machmir even on Tumah Derabbanan. However, the Mishnah, he was following the opinion of his Rebbe, who was Avtumus, Rashi says, and his Rebbe was Makel. Dekanami Diktarin Rabbi Yosef Avtumus, Heyud Mishum Chamisha Zeknenim, Shesafek Erev Kosher. He was quoting from Avtumus, who was made Mishum Chamisha Zkenim, that the Erev is going to be kosher. Rava Omar, Rava has a different defense for Rabbi Yossi. Hasam Hainu Taima de Rabbi Yossi, the reason why Rabbi Yossi is Machmir when it comes to Tumah, yet is Mekel when it comes to Erev in our Mishnah. Hasam Hainu Taima de Rabbi Yossi, Emit Tamei Alchez Kasai. We assume that someone who is Tamei is going to stay Tamei. Hence, if you have someone that's Tamei, their presumptive status is Tamei, and if there's a suffix on the mikvah, then in such a case, ve'ema lo tova, we have to presume that there was an effective tevila. Asks the Gemara, adraba hemid hamikvah alches gaso, ve'ema lo chaser. The case of what we were talking about was a mikvah that had a presumed status that it was kosher, and then there was some type of suffix that was me'orer on the mikvah. So let us say the mikvah presumes its status as being kosher. Ve'ema, let us say, lo chaser, that the mikvah did not have anything missing from it. That's a strong question, and for that reason, the Gemara gives the following ukimta. The mikvah shelo nimdad. It was a mikvah that had never been measured. So it never had a full presumptive status as being kosher. Tanya the Gemara continues 12 lines on the top of the mouth. Ketzad Amar Rabbi Yossi. Safek Eruv kosher. What is the case where Rabbi Yossi had said Safek Eruv is a kosher? It is Erev Bitruma. He used Truma for the Erev. Safek Bebodyom Nitmes. Safek Mishach HaShecha Nitmes. We're not sure if it became Tameh already Shabbos. And then in such a case, the Erev would be a valid Erev, that even though when Shabbos comes around, no one can eat it. Yisrael can't eat it because it's Truma. Kohen can't eat it because it's Tameh. Nevertheless, since it contracted the Tuma after Bein HaShemashos, during the time Bein HaShemashos is the time that your Kohen is Shvisa, so it works. Vechein, another Safek Beperos. Safek Bebod Yom Niskenu. Safek Mishich HaShecha Niskenu. If you add Peros, the Tevel, that are Tevel, Tum has not been taken off of them. We're not sure if the Tikkun took place during the day or in evening. Zeu Safek Erev Kosher. That's a case of Safek Erev, which is Kosher. Erev Betruma. But if the Erev was made of Truma, but we're not sure what the Truma status is. Safek Torah, Safek Tuma. V'chein Beperos. Safek Niskenu. Safek Lo Niskenu. Ein Ze Safek Erev Kosher. This doesn't qualify Safek Erev Kosher. So when our Mishnah said Rabbi Yossi's Mekel, it's not in all cases. Clarifies the Gemara. When it comes to Truma, we're not sure in our Mishnah. Truma that became Tameya, we're not sure if it became Tameya on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos. So in such a case, it follows its presumptive status being Torah. Let us presume that the fruits follow its presumptive status. All fruits start off being Aser in Eretz Yisrael, and they require Truma, and the presumptive status are therefore that it's Aser. Says Gemara, Lo Tema, Safek Mibod Yom Niskenu. The Safek that we're discussing is not whether the Truma was taken off during the day or not. El Safek Mibod Yom Nidmu. The Safek that we're dealing with is an entirely different one. We're talking about fruits that had Truma taken off from them. They were fine chulin. And then Rashi explains in the second wide line, Truma fell inside. This is called in the language of the Mishnah and the Gemara, Dimua, Miduma, that it's mixed up together. So there's a Savig whether it happened during the day or a Savig Mishecha Sheikha Nidmu. There's a side that it happened only at night and therefore the air was going to be fine. Period. Bar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak me Rav Huna. Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak asked Rav Huna, "Hayil fanav shtei kikaros." If there were two loaves of bread, achas tamei va'achas tahara. One is tamei, the other okay. Va'amar, and he says, "Irvu li b'tahara b'chol makom shehi." He asks, "Irvu li b'tahara." He says, "Make an error for me from the tahar one b'chol makom shehi. Wherever it is, that's the one that I want to use for the Eruv." So he's requesting from a shliach to use the tar one. The problem, of course, is that the shliach doesn't know which one's tar, which one's tmeah. Mahu. What's halacha? Says Gemara, tibay le Rabbi Meir, tibay le Rabbi Yossi. The question exists both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Yossi. Ritva points out that even though the shayla is going to be a fundamentally different shayla that we've been discussing up until now, nevertheless, since Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi have opinions in regards to Safek Erev, the way in which Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak sharpens the shayla is through the prism of Rav Meir Rav Yossi. By the Rav Meir, Ad Kanlo Rav Meir Hassam, when did Rabbi Meir say that the halacha is, as we learned in our Mishnah, the have to be Machmir, Deleka Tahora. There you have no definitive Tahar Erev. Hacha Ha'ika Tahora. Here you have a definitive Tahar Lof. It's just a question of whether the shliach got the tar one in that particular place. Odoma filu Rabbi Yossi lo karmel hasam. Maybe Rabbi Yossi said that it's okay. De'im isa dehi tahara yadala. If it's tahar, in the case of our Mishnah, we weren't sure if it was tahar or not, but you know which one it is. Aval hachi hi lo yadala. But over here, we don't know which one is the tar one at all. Even though it's an objective suffix, it's a different problem. And that is, you need something that's a su'uda haru'iya mibod yom. You need to know that you have a meal's worth during the day of Friday
as an Erev. Over here, it's not a meal's worth, because either one might be Tame.
So Mike continues. Boi mine Rava me Rav Nachman. Rava asks the following shayla Rav Nachman. Kikor zu ayom chol. Ulamachar kodesh. He says about a loaf, that today it's going to be chulin, and tomorrow I'm going to consecrate it for presumably some form of hegdish tomorrow. Va'amar, and then he says, irvuli bazeh, he says, I want this to be my erev. Now we mentioned, of course, if it's not ru'uya l'su'uda, it's not going to be an acceptable erev. Ein ma'arvin behegdish, we have a rule. On the other hand, on Friday, it was to be Kodesh, and on Shabbos, it was to be Chol, excuse me, and Shabbos, it was to be Kodesh. Mahu, what's Allah? Amar lei, a ruve, Eruv. Rav Nachman responded that it's a valid Eruv. The Gemara continues. Another question Rav asked, Hayom Kodesh l'machar Chol. What if the inverse? He said that today it's going to be Kodesh, and tomorrow it's going to be Chol. Now, how could something that start off on Friday, Kodesh B'chol on Shabbos, Rashi explains that he says that there is going to be a Pidyon. He's saying now, on Shabbos, I want the Hegdish to be redeemed with my money. Parenthetically, Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses that it seems from here you're allowed to have a Kinyan take effect on Shabbos if you initiate it during the week. Rabbi Kiva Eger doesn't necessarily conclude that way, but that's a simple reading of our Gemara. Hayom Kodesh L'machar Chol. Vamer irvuli bazemahu. What would halacha be? Amalei ein eruv erev. It's not an erev. Says a Gemara, what's the difference between the two? Maishna. In both cases, there's a period of bein hashmashis, which is sandwiched between kedusha and chol. Ein ma'arvin behegdish. Yet at the same time, it's also chol during part of that period as well. And in one case, in the first case, you said that it's a valid Erev, and the second case, you said it's not a valid Erev. When you measure out a whole kur of salt, I will explain the answer to you. This expression is found in Shabbos on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. There Rashi gives more of an explanation of the expression. The expression means that even if you spent a tremendous amount of time, like measuring out a kur worth of salt, you would never find a similarity between these two cases. They're entirely different, as I, Rav Nachman, is about to explain. Hayom chol u'machar kodesh, in the instance where he says today is chol, tomorrow is kodesh, misveika lo nachdole kedusha. There it's going to be a valid Erev because for a Safek, we don't give something Kedusha. For it to change its status to Hegdish, Safek is not enough. It needs to be close to a Vadai. But Safek would definitely not work. Hayom Kodesh ulamachar Chol, but if he made it Kodesh on Friday, and on Shabbos it's going to be Chol, so during Bein HaShmashos it's a Safek, Misveik lo pokole mikdusha saminei. We don't remove its Kedusha from it. It follows its presumptive status. The Gemara continues with these issues of Chazaka, a fascinating journey through Shas. That's what Dafyomi is, to give us the journey. Those of us who were Zocha to learn a little bit before we started the Dafyomi, to review some concepts that we hadn't learned in a while. Tanan Hasam, the Mishnah in Tful Yom says, in our Dafyomi Shiurim in Masechta Shabbos, there is a fellow who listens to our Shiurim, whose son attends the same yeshiva that I learned in Yerushalayim, who said that he started learning Mishnayos after we emphasized that most Gemaras are all built on Mishnayos. And the key to grasping Shas is to gain a familiarity with those Mishnayos. And Baruch Hashem, he told me, in yeshiva, we call him J-Rab. J-Rab told me that his father has started a Seder in Mishnayos, Zroim, and Taharos. That is the key in terms of being Mashlim, our Yediyas and Shas. Says the Mishnah, Tanan Asam Perek Dal Mishnah Dalet in Tvul Yom. Login at Tvul Yom, Shemelo'u min hachovis shel maiser. The Mishnah in Tvul Yom is describing a case where someone puts a barrel, a login is a barrel, or even more precisely, a pitcher, which had been tame, which had just gone to the mikveh, which is the process of Tvul Yom. After a defiled utensil is put into a mikveh,
it becomes tahor that night. That utensil was then used to remove maaser, which was still tevel, because truma had not been taken off from it. So let's see it again in the words. Login, that's the utensil. Tvul yom, which is a tvul yom. It's undergone, it has been put in the mikvah, but it hasn't had yet Herav Shemesh, and therefore it's not entirely tahar. Shimlo min achavish shel maaser, it was used to take out maaser from a barrel. Tevel, in such a case, the maaser was also tevel, because trumas maaser had not been taken off. Va'omar, and he says, hareza trumas maaser, a levi has to take off from a maaser trumas maaser, that's why it was still tevel, lichshech techshach, when it gets dark, dvarim v'kayomin, then his words take effect. Vim amar irvuli bezet, but if he says, make an eruv for me, lishetechshach, lo amar krum, then it's not considered valid. Why? Amarava zosomeris, sofayom kone eruv. It's assuming that the eruv is only kone at the end of the day. Since he wants the eruv to be kone for him during Bein HaShemashos, and it is only kone at the end of Bein HaShemashos, which is the moment that the food is going to become edible, or more precisely, that the food is not going to be edible until afterwards, because he said that it's going to take effect with Tishatechshach, and prior to that moment, which is Sof Hayom, it's still Tevel. Because if you're going to say that the Erev is Kone at the beginning of Shabbos, not at the end of Friday, if he says, make the Erev with this, what's the problem? At that moment, the food is already edible, Mishatech Shach, and then the Erev is kicking in, and beautiful, you have an Erev with kosher food. Amar Papa Filu Tei Mitchilas Hayom Kone. If you can say it takes effect only when Shabbos begins, but inon suuda haruiyam ebod yom veleka. You need a suuda which is viable when it is still day. It needs to be something. When it's still day, it still needs to be a viable suuda. To say that it's going to be a valid Erev, if the moment before Shabbos you still don't have a Suda, the Gemara in Lamechesam Abay says doesn't work, even if the Kinyan only takes place on Shabbos itself. We continue with the Mishnah, six lines from the top. Masna Adam al Eruve, a person is allowed to make a Tnai on his Erev, va'omar, and say, Imbo Nochrim min ha-Mizrach, Eruvi le-Mairev, min ha-Mairev, Eruvi le-Mizrach. Rashi explains we're talking about a person who puts down two Eruvin, of course, Eruve Tchumin, and he says, I want to get away from the Goyim, or that's what he's thinking possibly, and for that reason, he wants his Eruv to take effect. Of course, an Eruv could only be made in one direction, but he wants to leave open the option in which direction it's going to work. So then in such a case, he can make a condition. If the Gentiles come, the oppressive Gentiles, if they are coming from the east, then he wants his Erev in the west, or vice versa. In bo lukanu lukan, lemakom she'eretz ha'elech, and if they come in both directions, then I don't want my Erev to take effect at all. I want it to be able to go north or south. Lo bo lo lukan ve lo lukan, hareini kibnei iri, I want to be like the people of my city. He can make all of these stipulations. Let's say there's a Rav that might be coming, a Chacham, and Bachacham in Amizrach, Eruvin the Mizrach, Min Amayrav, Eruvin the Mayrav. He puts down two Eruvin to be able to go either to east or west to hear from the Chacham. Lo Lekan Velo Lekan Areini Kibnei Iri. If it's not here, to the east or the west that he comes, I want to be a regular person. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Imoy Echaman, Rabbo, Holech, Eitzel, Rabbo. If one of the Chacham that come is his Rebbe, he cannot choose. He needs to go his Rebbe. The only time he could choose which direction of the two Chachamim is either that two of them are Chacham, neither of them are his Rebbeim, two of them are his Rebbeim, but if one of them is a Rebbe and the other a Chacham, then he's got to go to his Rebbe. Kiyasa Rif Yitzchak Rabbi Yitzchak came, something interesting happened. He learned our Mishnah in the reverse. Tani ipcha kula masnisen. He learned the opposite of our Mishnah. Rashi explains that what means is that in the Reisha we learned that if the Goyim come, he wants to go in the opposite direction. And everywhere the Rabbanan come, he wants to go in their direction. Rabbi Yitzchak, in a very strange way, learned the opposite. That he wanted to go in the direction of the Nachri and away from the Goy. Kula masnisa kasha, the entire mission is difficult. Aside from the fact, why would that be so? Why would he want to go towards the Nachri and away from the Chacham? Nachri ma Nachrim kasha Chacham achacham. Kasha Nachri ma Nachrim, excuse me. Kasha Chacham achacham. There's a steer in both cases. Says the Gemara, Nachri ma Nachrim lo kasha. There's no contradiction between the case of Gentiles. Ha bifar hegvena. The case of our mission where he's running away from the Gentile is where he's running away from tax collectors. We need to emphasize that's talking about unfair tax collectors. Could very well be if we're zochet to live in a system that is fair, like my rabbeim and my father taught me is predominantly and is in the United States of America, as well as here Baruch Hashem in Artzeinu HaKdosha. So then in such a case, then one should pay taxes. And probably is mechuyiv to pay taxes according to halacha. However, the case of where he's running towards the Gentile is a mayor of the city, Mare Demasa. And there he needs to speak to him about the Tzarchei Tzibur. Chacham achacham lo kasha, the case of our mission, he's running towards the Chacham. Habimosev Pirki, that's talking about someone who's going to teach Prakim. Ha Bimikri Shama. The case where he's running away from the Chacham is talking about where the Chacham that is coming in one direction is coming to teach children. While, according to Rashi, he's not interested in running away from a Malami Tinokas. You can make that mistake in the Teretz of the Gemara. But in the other direction is coming someone who is saying a drasha. So he'd rather, because he knows how to read, he'd rather go in the direction away from the Mikri Shama. This Bezer Hashem concludes the pshat on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. Lamed Zayin Amud Alf, as you can see, is a short amud. So we'll pick up with Lamed Zayin 12 lines into Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And we now, Bezer Hashem, go to the halacha section for the Daf Lamed Vav, which is a Daf for Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Tazria, Metzora, Tafshin Ayin Gimel. Bezer Hashem Yisparech, our halacha topic from Daf Lamed Vav is whether lahalacha lamaisa we can be makel in a case of whether there is a suffik in the kashrus of an eruv. We know that we have rules for sveikos. For example, in general, we say suffik doraisa lechumra, suffik durabanan lekula. Our sugya on daf lamed hay and daf lamed vav discussed the question of a suffik eruv. For example, if we are not sure if the Erev was in existence during Bein Hashmashos, we know it was put down on Erev Shabbos, but we're not sure if it was eaten before Shabbos, and thereby the Erev being pasul, or eaten after Shabbos. So we had a discussion in the Tanoim on Lamed Hei Amid Aleph, a Machlokis, which continues in the comparison of our sugya on Daf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. The Gemara gives an informative rule, which ultimately might very well be relevant la halacha lemaisa, where the Gemara compares other cases where there is a chazaka that something was okay, like we had in the case of the Erev that the chazaka had existed, but then something happened. And the Gemara differentiates between Shabbos, Tumah, and Eruvei Tchumen. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yossi, Eruvei Tchumen is midrabanan, Shabbos is doraisa, and therefore, in Sveikos and Shabbos, you'll have to be Machmir, even if there's a Chazaka Meikara. And Tumah, the Gemara says, three lines from the top, this is all towards the top, and Lamed Vav and Aleph, is because Tumah has an Ikor Midrabanan, even the Dine Durabanan are based on the Halachos of Tumah Min HaTorah, and therefore, even if the Tevila happens to be for a Tumah Durabanan, says Rashi, we don't want to confuse Tevila do Raisa with Tevila do Rabbanan, and therefore we're going to be Machmir. In Shulchan Aruch, we also follow this leniency. In Simen Shin Sadi Dalet Sif Aleph, the halachi is that a Safik Erev, as long as it existed in the afternoon on Friday, and we're not sure if it was destroyed or not
before Shabbos or afterwards, says the Mechabris fake Eruv, Kigon, Safik, Maikai, Men, Ashmoshes, and Lav, Mutter. Vuhu Shayelo Cheskes Kashrus. It had to have a Cheskes Kashrus, but a Safik will be fine. There is, however, another type of Safik Eruv. And that is, what happens if there's a Safik of what the Achronim call Safik B'mechitzas? When it comes to Eruv Etchum, in our Gemara told us that the reason where it can be Mekel is because Ein lo ikur minatora, which of course was a big discussion amongst the Tanoim, but that's how we're assuming lahalacha that ein lo ikur min hatora. But when it comes to mechitzos, everybody would agree that mechitzos have a makor min hatora. And just like our Gemara said, by tumah for that reason you cannot be meikel, so too when it comes to a suffek eruv. So really we need to define our nomenclature like in many instances in Hilchos Eruv. Our title is whether you could be lenient by suffek eruv. So it depends what type of eruv you're talking about. What we have shut and clear from the Shulchan Aruch is only in regards to Tchumen that doesn't have Ikur Min HaTorah. But if you're using the expression Eruv and you're talking about Mechitzos, so that is a big discussion. The Rivashin is Shalos Uchuvas and Simin Tafhei quotes the Rajba in Avodas HaKodesh, who says that you need to be Machmir for the reason that we had mentioned above. And that is that only by Tchumin is there room to be Mekel. This seems to be the majority of opinions as quoted in the name of the Marsham, where he quotes many Rishonim, most of them are Machmir. And in a one-liner from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Pei Gimel, he says the whole rule of Hilchos HaKemekel Be'eruv does not apply in regards to Mechitzos. Again, we're talking about where the Mechitzos are not surrounding even a Rishus Harabim Doraisa, even if it's only a Carmelis. It could very well be that one would need to be machmir b'mechitzas. It should be noted that I suspect this is one of the reasons that my great Rebbe Rav Nevensal told me that he, in his beautiful lashon, with such softness and purity, he said, "Ani mishtadel bli neder." When I asked him if he carries in an erev, he said, "Ani mishtadel bli neder shelo l'taltel be'erev shel tzuras ha-pesach." The reason is, if there's a sveika d'dina, one of the possible reasons I should add is if there's a Sveika Dedina or a Safek in the Metzius, it could very well be we do not say Hilchos HaKemekel Be'eruv, even if it's Mechitzos Derabana. In their inimitable style, the Pnine Halacha by the amazing Marbitzei Torah, the Masifta Gemara, quote some of these Marmikomos and more. And then they also quote the opinion of the Beis Yosef, and I'd like to defend the position of all the Gedolei Rishonim and Achronim that we quoted above that are Machmir on Safek Mechitzas because they seem to come out with a contradiction. In the Pnine Halacha of the Masifta Gemara, they quote all these Poskim Ramosha and others who are Machmir, and then they say, Ubebeis Yosef Nira Shenaket Lahakel, and the Beis Yosef comes out Lakula. It's a little bit strange that Ramosha just took as a Davar Pashut, and the Beis Yosef seems to go against all of those Rishonim that we had mentioned above. So thankfully, they give us the two references, and I'd just like to throw out whether these two references are really rayas against Ramesha. Number one, they say that the Beis Yosef in Simin Shin Samach, when discussing the halacha of Shayara, that we learned on Daf Yud Zayin Amibes, that we could be Mekel to allow for mechitzas that are normally not acceptable when it comes to people who are traveling, one of the rules of when we could be mekel is that you need three people to be considered a traveling group that you could be mekel with a shayara. The Rambam says that a katan, even though the Yerushalmi had a suffix, we should be machmir and is not included. The Beis Yosef says, I'm not sure why the Rambam is mekel is machmir in such a case. We have a rule, divrei hamekel be'eriv, that we could follow the lenient opinion when it comes to eriv. So too, over here, we could be lenient. Perhaps we could defend all of the machmirim and say that the Beis Yosef did not mean to say that we're mekel in a suffix in mechitzas. for two reasons. Number one, the halacha that we're lenient and allow mechitzos that are normally not acceptable by shayara for mechitzos in general might be a chumrah in the halachos of mechitzos, not me'ikr d'dina, not a suffik. Like we have Tosas on the Yud Zayin Amabay says Pase Beros would be kosher min HaTorah. We're just more machmir in general. But it's not a suffik whether the mechitza is kosher or not. Number two, over here the suffik is not in the mechitza. Over here the suffik is in the child. And this was a din derabbanan that was constructed that you needed people at a certain age. So over here we could borrow the rule of Erev Tchumen that doesn't have a Makar Min HaTorah, we could be Mekel. So too, the Beis Yosef argues, we could be Mekel as well. But the Kula is not a Kula in a Safek in the Mechitzos. There's no Safek, one could argue, over here in the Mechitzos. The next Raya they bring is from the Halacha of Karpef, more than Beis HaSayim, in Simin Shin Nur Ches, Yud Beis, where you have a karpef that was potentially opening and passeling the entire Erev. Now, once again, we've learned in the past that a karpef, a large park that opens up into an Erev, can passel the entire Erev. That psul is not a psul of mechitzos. That psul doesn't have a psul min HaTorah that has an shorish min HaTorah. That's a psul midrabanan, that if we allow people to use a karpef, they're going to come to get confused with a Rishus HaRabim. But a karpef that is opening up to a Rishus HaYachid, even if it's a karpef that La'alacha passels the Rishus HaYachid, is not a pagam in the mechitzos of the Rishus HaYachid. There's a gzeira midrabanan that you can't carry from a Rishus HaYachid into a karpef, and a karpef could passel a Rishus HaYachid. It's not the same thing as a question of whether the mechitza was valid at all. We know these mechitzos are valid min HaTorah. However, we have a psul midrabanan of gzera of karpef that is open to another Rishus. There's no chshash of the mechitzos. There's no chshash even that you're going to come to think that you could carry in a open Rishus HaYachid, a Rishus HaYachid that has holes in it, but rather, midrabanan, anything that is paritz lemelua is open to something which is aser, that becomes aser as well. The karpef, one could argue, might be exer midrabanan that has a shorish min HaTorah. But nifritz bimilua, that lechura has no shorish min HaTorah whatsoever. If it's nifritz lekarpef, and one could differentiate between that and an inherent shaila of a mechitza, for example, of whether the mechitza is tall enough or has too many holes in it. If the mechitza is a question of whether it's too short, it has too many holes in it, that might be a suffix. That's a suffix, sheyesh lo shorish min HaTorah, and rov of the poskim came out l'chumra. The rayas from the Sefer Pnini Halacha of the Beis Yosef is mekel on this issue is not compelling, are not compelling at all. So safek arev, eruv, if we're talking about a din derabbanan of tchumin, then you could be mekel. Safek mechitzos, most poskim are going to be machmir. A safek in the eruv echatzeros, so that presumably, because there is no shorish min HaTorah, one possibly could be mekel as well. This, Bezer Hashem, concludes the halacha from Daf Lamed Vav.